Hello and welcome back to Tib TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome onto the show today the CEO of UFX, Dennis De Jong. How are you today, Dennis?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Very, very well, thank you. A shortened week this week, so just 4 days to trade. Starting off this morning, we've had inflation data out, CPI data out in the UK. Now, the numbers come in at 2.3%, which compared to February, where we had a bit of a shock number to the upside, all seems in line. How do you think inflation is going to pan out over the next 6 months in the UK?
Yeah, well, like you said, the numbers were pretty much in line, which is, it's not really a surprise at the current market environment, mm-hmm. but over the next few weeks and months, we do see that there's certain upward pressure, mainly due to the energy prices, which could end up on the higher side.
And we're seeing, obviously, oil price, certainly WTI crude and Brent, of course, pushing up with issues in Syria, in the Middle East, Libyan issues as well. How do you see that feeding through to inflation over the next 6 months, a year, and also bearing in mind with Brexit, we've still probably got producers are going to feed their prices through to the end consumer. Do you think we could see a huge push up in inflation?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the Syria incident of last mm-hmm. Friday. And actually, yes, you did see a market reaction with respect to oil moving higher and gold moving higher, which was a bit of a panic reaction. But on the other hand, markets remained actually remarkably calm. Mm-hmm. Now, we might say that may be due to the potential risks and rewards being balanced. Other people may say that may be due to some kind of direction which is lacking, or maybe other people may be even saying we're going to holiday now into an Easter period and people just mm-hmm. don't want to take any positions. But what do we see from this side is that generally in the world we do see an economic uptrend, so the demand for oil and for energy, any kind of energy sources will be increasing, and that for sure will feed through to the economy. Within the next few months we'll see some effects of that.
And you pointed out very clearly that the market, it had a little bit of a wobble. We saw a move into gold, a bit of a risk-off trade. But considering what potentially could come from Syria and even North Korea, if we see a preemptive strike by the US on North Korea, the markets actually seem quite stable on the back of that, which does make me worry a little bit that if something does happen, considering we've had a Trump yeah. pump and a very good bull market in equities over recent months, if something does happen, we could see quite an aggressive sell-off. Yeah. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think you're right in that respect. And what we do see that the volatility is very low. One of the indicators you may be looking at is the VIX index, mm-hmm. which it may be a sign that people have got a lot of covered positions. And in case the market does have some serious disruptions, we might see a sell-off, which is going to lead to further sell-offs, like we had in early 2000s with the Intel in 2008. So that's for sure it's a risk. But nevertheless, what we see is that the market, considering the geopolitical risk that we have had over the last few weeks, and especially last week with Syria and maybe North Korea, quite tough discussions, mm-hmm. it's been quite calm.
Mm. Definitely. Volumes have been very light, and that's to be expected leading into a long weekend with the US and most markets being closed on Friday and some European markets closed on Monday. One thing to look at as well, we're moving into reporting season in the US. We had a lot of surprises to the upside in the last quarter, which does kind of indicate the earnings and the forward earnings are correct with regards to where the market, or certainly the US market, is. But now moving into the next quarter, a lot of expectation is there and a lot of companies may be priced to perfection. Do you think we'll see more surprises to the upside, certainly from the US?
Yeah. Well, I think generally that because of the mixed bag in the macroeconomic sentiment that we're seeing, and for example, the ADP numbers and the non-farm payrolls mm-hmm. are a little bit mixed. So there we've got some kind of a mixed picture. So many people will be looking at the earnings season. Now, if we take a look at the valuations, they're quite high already. Mm-hmm. And if you ask yourself what would be the justification to have higher, continuing valuations in the equity markets, is for sure we need to see good earnings seasons. And they implied as expectations about 12% increase across all the across all the companies, which it's quite a bit. And at currently already being quite high valuations, yes, we need to see quite good earnings coming in. Otherwise, there's going to be a question: what's going to trigger or what's going to justify another increase in the valuations and in the rising of the market prices?
Mm-hmm. And over the next 6 months, do you see more volatility coming into the market? I mean, we've certainly seen a steady move upwards, certainly in equity prices. So, number one, do you see more volatility? And if so, where do you think, or what do you think the main drivers behind that are going to be?
Well, let me answer this way, that in terms of geopolitical risk, we do see quite a lot of volatility, potential volatility coming. And like you correctly said just a couple of minutes ago, we don't know how the markets will react if there's going to be a serious disruption, probably in the oil supply. We also have upcoming French election, which in a probability terms, it may be quite small that Le Pen may actually win the presidency. We're quite sure she will proceed into a second round, but that she'll win the probability may be quite low. On the other hand, the effect of her in case she does win, are so high, we cannot even estimate what it means, because that means it's very negative for the European Union, it's very negative for the euro. And let's also not forget, in Europe, in the euro area, we've got the talks about Greece, about how to, and I believe in the last days we've had some results in that, and there are some positive lights, although still some topics are not finalized yet. That's according to you. So we do see quite some geopolitical risk that we don't know really what the effect will be yet, because the markets have just been too calm. On the company side, we do think the picture is quite okay. The fundamentals of the companies are good. The underlying economic drivers are intact. So from that side, we see a less potential for volatility. It's more on the geopolitical side.
Yes, I mean, certainly the French elections are going to be interesting, and the market seems to be pricing in that second round Macron win versus Le Pen. But we've seen a lot of outflows out of the euro into the pound and certainly dollar and the yen as another safe currency. Do you feel that if Le Pen does get in, we're going to see some real, as you've already mentioned, you know, some real problems for Europe? It's not going to be good, is it?
Absolutely. It's going to be much more significant than once there was a referendum vote in the UK, because simply for the fact that the cooperation between Germany and France is a lot tighter than there ever was between Germany and the UK. And secondly, because of the euro. France is part of the euro, and just even thinking about it or publicly discussing having to get out of the euro is going to be so significant. It's such a significant destabilizing factor, and it's going to be so much uncertainty that that's for sure going to increase the volatility.
So just to finish off, taking the we're now just into the second quarter of this year. If you'd have to say, do you think the second quarter is going to be more volatile than the first quarter?
On the probability estimate, yes, I would say we're going to see more volatility coming in the second quarter.
Perfect. Dennis, on that note, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.